This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
All right. It was one of the premier brands. I think it was one of the hair products. This is years ago now. L'Oreal was one of the major women's hair product thing. And we got nominated. Now, we got nominated, and it was like a woman's contest. Okay. All right. And so they picked me anyways. And I told them, you know, I'm a man. They go, yeah, but we love your story. And so L'Oreal, the hair products.
Yeah.
Okay. So they select me. Come to find out, I win. It's $20,000.
Wow.
But along with that, you get a full page spread in Ebony magazine. All right. Now, I'm a white guy winning a woman's contest. I'm a white guy, and they're going to put me in this all black magazine. Well, they didn't want to put me in. They said we don't want to put this. We don't want to put him in. We go, but that's a part of the win. And they go, well, we don't. So they said, well, we'll give them $10,000 or $20,000. I forget what it was. And I was like, if he chooses not to go in that magazine, I'm like, that's fine. So it was like $30,000. That was just like the first.
They paid you because you're a white guy. They paid you not to be in their magazine.
Well, they didn't say that. They paid me because I was a white guy, but they paid me.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't have to do the article on you.
Right, right. But see, I'm saying all this to say this is that God's provision. God just made a way. You know what I mean?
Maybe they need to learn that maybe things need to change, even with black TV and black music awards and all this stuff needs to end, and we all need to be, you know, it's people.
Well,
people.
The beautiful thing about the move of the Spirit of God is, like, even on Isuzu Street, you know what? They used to have the line between the races right down the middle. They had the line right in the middle, and when revival broke out, they erased the line.
Wow.
And I believe with the spirit of love, you know, listen, our church is a bouquet. It's a bouquet. We got every color. It's a bouquet. You know, I've been feeding inner city kids, and majority of the kids are black inner city children. You know, I someone said, well, God doesn't see color. Yes, he does. He created color. But God sees love, and he responds to love. You know, and I think that's where the church needs to get back to responding to love. I was moved with compassion to go to Haiti, and we went with a team, and we were able to do something that's lasting even to today because we were creative. The church needs to get creative, and they need to be moved with compassion. And when we do that, you know, I think we need to get back to, you know, the basics. You know, I mean, you listen, you interview all kinds of people, you know. And everybody, so many people have opinions. We got to get back to the opinion of God. Yeah. God, what's your opinion on this?
Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit me in prison. You know, I just want you to know this little aside here, and it might be a lesson for somebody out there. I was flown down years ago. Now, when you knew me, I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York. $150 a month apartment. I could not afford to go to fancy schmancy restaurants. I didn't know I was poor. Anyway, so I get flown down to Florida to Gerald Durstein's Christian Retreat Center on the East West Coast, and they had me do this big concert. Well, after the concert, I run into this Catholic lady who's there, who has 9 children, 8 that are living, and says, well, why don't you—and I'd gone through a breakup with a young lady, and which just broke my heart in two, and she said, well, why don't you come to Haiti? You know, when you're hurting, it's a good time to give, and anyway— sang at a little tiny church down there, didn't have any money, and some guy got up and said, I've always hated black people, but God gave me a new heart. How much money do you need, son? I said, $900. He wrote the check for $900. I went to Haiti. I went to Léogâne. Léogâne is the epicenter where they actually had the earthquake later on. But anyway, I went there, came back to the United States, and then that family, they said, we're going to get in our station wagon from Sarasota, and we're going to drive over to a place called Vero Beach. Where? Vero Beach. Oh, okay. Come to dinner with us. We're going to visit my brother and drive back. I did it. So a year later, I'm driving down from Nashville, and I said, oh, that's that little town I was in. I stop off to look at, maybe for some land or a condo or something where my parents might be able to retire. One thing leads to another. I stay here. I ended up singing for the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a guest on a radio show, and guess what happens? They say, hey, you've got personality. Would you like to have your own radio show? Now, I'll finalize it with this. I was at Barry Feinstein's house. Do you know who he is? Jewish guy who came to know the Lord in Schenectady. So I'm with this broken heart. This all before this happened, I'm with my broken heart at his house. There's maybe six of us in the living room, and they're praying for me on this day that my heart is broken. I felt devastated. Well, all of a sudden, this guy puts his hand on my shoulder and said, God's telling me you're going to move away from New York State. You're going to go down to Florida, and somewhere outside of Orlando, you're going to have a radio show. I forgot about it.
Wow.
And then 2 years into the radio show, I went, oh, my word, that man's prophetic word was legitimate.
Yeah.
And here I am now. I'm 29 years on the air. The point being, why I bring this up, okay, for you to know, because I think you'd get a kick out of that, but also somebody's out there, and, you know, the Lord can use you. I remember when I landed in Port-au-Prince for the first time. I don't know what you felt like, but I'd already been to Africa, to Zimbabwe. But when I got there and they put me in a van to come pick me up, and they put me in this van, and I felt the presence of the Lord. I had peace in my heart. It was like a supernatural peace. I'm looking out. I see devastation. I see millions of people living in cardboard boxes. I've never seen anything. Even all of Africa, I didn't see anything like this in Zimbabwe. I never saw such tragedy.
Yep.
And I say to the Lord, Lord, they need your peace. Why are you giving me peace in my heart? I guess it's because if you go in his name, he does it. But it changed my life to go in Kyiv. That was my really first missionary vacation, where I went and we took the trucks out and fed the hungry. And I got a whole lot more than I gave, Charlie. And it changed my life. And if I hadn't gone there, then that family wouldn't have taken me over to Vero Beach, and I wouldn't have had my radio show for 29 years. It all came because I donated my services to be a short-term missionary.
Yeah, and that's all, you know, as you were talking earlier, you say, well, what is it? It's humbling yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord and yielding to his will. God can do more in a day than we can do in a lifetime.
It amazes me.
And I don't know if you read the book, The Armor Bearer. Did you ever read that book?
No. Is that your book?
No.
Okay. The Armor Bearer.
But The Armor Bearer. And this was a man who wrote this book. And what he did was he went into this little church and he seen the pastor doing everything. And he said, you know, he's seen him turn the lights on. He's seen him get everything ready, turn the sound on, do all things. And he went up to the pastor and said, hey, Pastor, he goes, I'm looking at you doing all these things. He says, can I do it? He goes, well, I think that would be great. Would you mind helping? And he said, he became his armor bearer, as the armor bearer, as David had, amen, the armor bearer. And he was faithful. And he seen this little church grow. And but this man had a huge heart to do missions. He says, Lord, I want to do missions. And the Lord said, oh, you know, he just felt, you know, all right. He just felt, he brought that to the Lord, and the Lord knew that. But he was faithful being an armor bearer for this pastor. And then it grew, and he trained others, and the church grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And it became a mega church. And this guy said, Lord, is it time? And the Lord just was questioning the Lord, Lord, when is it time? And then he just felt a release that it was time, that he was going to write a book on armor bearer and what his experience of what God called him to do and how this church grew and what it is to be a true armor bearer. He wrote the book. The book became a bestseller. He got all this money. And then the Lord released him, and he was able to do missions on a level that could have took him a lifetime to do, but it only took one book. All he had to do was write one book, and he was able to do exactly what God called him to do.
That's an amazing story. That's an amazing story, which should inspire. I mean, the fact that you started a church and didn't have one congregant. I mean, that takes guts. I mean,
I had to work. I had to work for 8 years before I could take even a salary. So I worked that and then worked that. So, you know, it's just it, you know. It is like my daughter said, you know, my daughter said to me last week, Dad, I want to have stories like you have stories. You have stories. You need stories.
Yeah.
I said, well, just walk the walk, honey. My daughter, she has stories. She's incredible. She's incredible. She went to Bible college. She received the Lord at an early age, and she was watching the ramp, and the ramp is in Alabama. She goes, Dad, I want to go to school there. They just opened up a school, and she went down there, and God gave her a platform. And, you know, just because all my kids all growing up, and when we were feeding the kids in the summertime, they would give their whole summer work in a park feeding inner city kids. And she gave up graduating in Loudonville on the stage with her other graduates. She said, I don't want to go to school this year. I want to feed the children and run the feeding center, and I can do school at night online. She was like, she went on a Christian onsite, and she got her graduated online, and she did our after school program and fed the kids that year of her graduation.
It's funny how God's kingdom is inverted to man. Man wants to know how to get on the take, how to make, how to take, where God says, you want joy in your life, learn how to give, because the fun is the joy is of giving.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just, you know, Rhett, if there's anything I want to say on this program today is we have to own where we failed. We have to own our mistakes. We have to own our failures as a church. And we need to look and say, you know what? We're not impacting our city. Why? We're not doing what we should. We're not a true missionary to America. Yeah, we're sending missions around the world, and they're struggling financially and stuff. But there's more, and we need to admit it. Like, I just look at the whole COVID situation. And, you know, I got shouted down, brother. People don't like when you speak the truth or whatever, you know. And I'm not taking, but listen, you look at that whole thing and how the church responded. You know, I'm not letting anybody tell me. Well, now, we're in New York State, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a very high profile. People know, you know, they know us, know what we've done. They know us. And they were like, you got to shut down the church, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, or else we're going to come in and find you and shut you down. And so I had no problem. I was like, no problem. I was like, and I was really caring because the first COVID really.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us. Your voice be heard, come and change.